I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Day zero bonus episode starts right now. This is the X-Men 97 spoiler-free reaction. No spoilers here. We're not telling you a single thing and not a single story point detail. But we've seen the first three episodes of X-Men 97, and we're going to talk about it. I'm BD, joined tonight by Jamie Jurek.
Good evening.
Good evening. We got Aaron Perrine.
What's going on, BD?
So here's the thing. I'm sitting here. I got my same T-shirt on from earlier today when we did our standard Wednesday show, and I'm looking at my screen, and the two of you are looking so sharp. What did you two do tonight?
I'm in beast mode.
Look at all that blue. Look at all that blue.
We went to a little premiere.
Ooh. Ooh. By any chance, could it have been the X-Men 97 premiere?
It sure was.
Wow. Okay. Let's start there. We're going to give you our spoiler-free reactions, but how was the night? What was this premiere like? Did you see anyone? Tell me everything because I didn't go.
I met JP Karliak, who plays Morph, and lovely, great little chat. It was funny. It was like, I don't know how much I'm in this show because, you know, Morph isn't always Morph, and that was cool. But that was the only sighting from the show that I got. But they did like a whole 90s theme. We got Hot Pockets and cereal. That was really cool. So some cute photo ops. Go check out Instagram to see my full beast outfit.
I saw the photo ops. I did see the photo ops. Aaron, tell me about your night.
It was really, really fun. They really are leaning into the whole 90s thing. Like, I haven't had a Hot Pocket in I don't know how long. Like, it's been ages, and it tasted great. So I'm glad to see that hasn't stopped. Jamie has to give us a review of the, what was it, like, sugar cookie cereal?
Sugar cookie. Not great. Yeah. It wasn't
great. Not great. Not amazing. not astonishing. Boo. But, you know, I think the show made up for it. I walked in, and I think they were doing like some of the cast photos, and I saw Lenore Zahn, and she's delightful. She's Rogue's voice actress, and they all look super, very proud and happy and excited about this, and they should be. It really should be. So yeah.
Yeah. So was it very 90s themed? Like, were people decked out in 90s gear?
Not really. There was a lot of X-Men costumes. I mean, costumes galore. Everyone who wasn't in a costume was like wearing blue and yellow. Like, everybody was themed. There wasn't a lot of, you know, it was the only, the food was 90s. No Go-Gurt, sadly.
So this wasn't as big as other premieres, though. Like, was there a red carpet? Was there anything going on like that?
No.
The carpet outside, right? Yeah.
No, they did not close down Hollywood Boulevard as they do for, like, okay, you know, like Loki and stuff. They closed down, but it was just in the El Cap Theater. So it was like packed. I spoke with Marshall from Disney, and he's like, it feels like I'm at Comic-Con because of how crazy it was.
That's awesome. Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you guys had a great time. And I'm just so curious, with the news that came out earlier this week, was there any, like, was it a weird vibe at all? Everybody was just having a good time over the Bo DiMaio news, or was it? It sounds like it was just a good time that hasn't impacted the show.
I would say the only kind of weird is that all the names in the credits got cheered for, except for his. Yeah. That was a little like, I think that was like, I think there was like a hesitation maybe. I did notice that just the first episode, everyone cheered for every name, but there weren't really any cheers there. I think everyone in the audience was probably aware of what was going on.
Right. Interesting. Well, we'll be interested to see if anything else happens with that, but interesting that Bo is no longer attached, but we have a lot to say about these three episodes in a spoiler-free sense, because it's reaction time. We're going to do that in just a second, so subscribe to the channel. on YouTube, youtube.com/c/phase0. Leave a thumbs up, leave a 5-star review, all that good stuff. We will share our spoiler-free thoughts on X-Men 97 with you in just a moment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back to Phase Zero's bonus episode, X-Men 97 spoiler-free reaction. I realized today we only get 7 social media embargo lifts this year for Marvel titles. We got, you know, 4 MCU titles or Marvel Studios titles and 3 Sony Marvel titles. So we're only doing these 7 times. This is special. We got to make it count. Jamie, you're at the top of the screen. What did you think, spoiler free, of X-Men 97?
Oh my God. It's the best thing I've seen in a long time. Wow. I loved it so much. And it was so... People are, I think, going to ask, do I need to rewatch the original series? And I don't think that you have to, but I would, because I just finished the rewatch yesterday. So I was just in the zone and it got me so excited. But the thing about this is it's not just the nostalgia is there, but it goes so much beyond nostalgia. The writing is so good. The animation is so good. And I tweeted this, but my favorite thing about X-Men is when things get dramatic drama, and this had some drama, and I just, I loved it. I loved every second of it. Tony walked out and was like, I didn't know if I'd like it, but I think it's better than the original, which I think is a bold statement. Wow. We're only 3 episodes in, but it is, I think, incredible. Incredible.
Aaron, are you feeling the same?
I'm really surprised. Like, I'm really shocked. I've made it known. I don't really trust a lot of my nostalgia for things. I don't trust past Aaron with a lot of things. I think Tony's right. It probably is better, mostly because like they really take advantage of the ability of this thing to be on Disney Plus. You know, I joked with both Jamie and Tony walking out of there. I'm like, it's better than it has any right to be. I'm really, really shook. I was laughing about the rankings possibly off of 3 episodes. I know we haven't seen all of it yet, but if it continues at the clip it is, everything is in danger. Everything's in danger. I love animation, so I'm not afraid to go that far. If you really love X-Men the Animated Series, you are in for a real freaking treat. If you love the X-Men of any era of the comics, you're in for a real freaking treat. Like, it is really an accomplishment. I'm almost sad that it kind of got marred with some of the stuff that's happened this week, but it is a real accomplishment. So,
Cinema. And I got to say, I was a huge fan of X-Men the Animated Series as a kid. Really loved that show. And I was really, really excited for this show. My expectations were pretty high. And then I watched it, and I hate to be that guy. But all I can say is that I completely agree with you guys.
Yeah, I was so scared. You got me.
I really was surprised by how much I enjoyed this. I don't know. I mean, I also rewatched the X-Men, the Animated Series. I think that the animation has obviously stepped up. It's been 25 years, so that's not a surprise. Like, it's just animation has come a long way. The animation is great. It reminds me of Invincible animation in a lot of ways, but a bit more fluid, I guess, than the first season of Invincible. The characters, I think, are being done really well. I think that the action specifically is what stood out to me. The action and the relationships in this show are the two things that really were my favorite parts. There is so much drama, like Jamie said. There's cliffhangers. There's one thing that happens in one of these episodes, and you two will know what I'm talking about. I think when people see it, they'll know what I'm talking about. That really viscerally made me mad. And I was like, there's no way y'all are doing that. And it's part of a story, but I was pissed. So that just speaks, I think, to the drama of it all. Like, it got a strong reaction out of me.
I bet what you're thinking was the part that I loved the most. I bet anything that, yeah, I'm sure of it.
You love sure that.
Oh, spicy drama, baby. Give it to me.
Wait, oh, actually, I think I might know what you're talking about.
Okay. We'll have to talk after the show.
Yeah, look at this. I'm talking about. It has to do with some X-Men characters that I care a lot about.
Okay.
But it's all. But that, look at that right there. We're sitting there saying there's two things we both are very impressed by, and we're not even sure it's the same thing because that's how much this show seems to have to offer.
I think I know what BD is talking about, and I think I do know what
too.
Jamie's talking about.
I
but
do.
There
think
are two different things, and the internet will burn for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It will burn down. There is a moment. Though. Go ahead, BD. Go.
Both of them pissed me off. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God.
Completely different ways. But that's drama. That's
good
stuff.
In the good way. In the juicy
way. Yes. Yes.
Like, can I say this?
Off in like a I got to see what happens next kind of way. I thought it was great.
This is going to be the first of the Disney Plus Marvel shows, I think, since maybe Moon Knight episode 4 that's going to generate week to week speculation, theory, weirdness the way it did in the early pandemic. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility to say. Do you?
I think it's going to get that sort of positivity, but I think the audience will be smaller.
Yeah. Well,
I think
it's
the number of,
Yeah,
I think the number of people watching will be less than WandaVision, but I think that the conversation will feel similar to those of us in it. That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm so glad this isn't a binge drop because I want to live in these episodes. Mm-hmm. I can't, but also it's like, but wait, I need episode 4 though. You know,
I'm saying,
oh,
we're the ones who are really struggling. Okay. We suffer for you guys because now we've seen the first three. We have to wait, what, 3 more weeks now just to see episode 4? We got to live with this knowledge. We got to live with this pain. We got to live with this curiosity until we get episode 4. Oh, we're the real victims.
You are so funny.
But no, this was just the action specifically right out of the gate in the first episode stood out to me. The Magneto stuff works really well. The voices work really well. Sorry if I missed it. Did they cliffhanger episode 3? I'll just say there's cliffhangers. There are multiple cliffhangers. I've seen 3 episodes, and I'll just say there's more than one. I don't know how specific we should get or how, not even for like Disney and like whether they'll be, I just think for our audience, I think they like to really experience these things. So I don't want to say too much. But I think everybody's favorite character is going to have moments. Like everybody has different favorite X-Men, and I think they all get good moments.
I think that's so true. Like we all, everybody's got their favorite, and that's the beauty of the X-Men, right? Like, everybody gets to shine. Everyone that's back is just crushing it. I'm like glowing. I walked out of that theater like, yes, I'm ready to destroy something with my energy. It just feels so good. And the crowd was so great because you know that was just a crowd of fans. When that music dropped, everyone lost their freaking minds. And the first episode, every time a character showed up, everyone would cheer. It was like Endgame level excitement, but just on a smaller scale for fans who've loved the show for close to 30 years.
I should have flown to California today. My goodness.
It was a vibe in there, BD.
It sounds like it was awesome. Wow. Yeah, I had something I was going to say because I always have something to say, but I forgot it. So, all right. Well, anything else you guys want to say on this one?
Just that our friend Ash Croshen tweeted this, and I really want to reiterate it, that Magneto is so hot. Like, I can't believe how hot Magneto is in the show. I was like, oh my God. I'm feeling things right now for this cartoon man, and I just want everyone to be prepared. Ladies?
I think I saw Jamie Jurak on the timeline about Mr. Sinister.
Oh, yeah. I was thirsting for Mr. Sinister the other day for sure. Yeah. my thirsts change day by day, but today it was definitely Magneto in X-Men 97.
Hey. All right, y'all. Well, that is our X-Men 97 reaction. Clearly, Jamie hated X-Men 97. Aaron hated it. I hated it. I'm just kidding. No, we all thought it was pretty fantastic. I really enjoyed it more than I even thought I was going to. So I'm really happy about that. Jamie, any last words for today's bonus episode of Fave Zero?
I cannot wait for Jenna to watch this.
I'm
chomping at the bit just for Jenna to see this. Like, please, let's get to it. I can't wait for our spoiler show. You guys, it's going to be great.
I remember what I was going to say. It was that if you watched our What If reaction episode from the screening, this was the title that Jamie was like hyped for after we saw that sizzle reel. And it ended up, her excitement was portrayed literally not just in the way you talked, but physically. You were like, I'm so excited. And then it ended up being our thumbnail. So I'm glad that this delivered for you. Aaron, anything to end today's show?
Man, it's SMLA Hornet. I want to stress, because I have been like the, man, we should not wallow in the past. We should not do, but like, it's done really well. And it benefits so much from if you're our age or even if you just love this show and you've gone through it rigorously in prep to go to see this show. Mm-hmm. It is very that I am more willing to listen to you people who tell me that we should just forget about some other characters and just pivot to the X-Men after seeing this and the reaction.
I mean,
to it.
I thought the same thing in some of these, like the ensemble sequences in that first episode. You're just like, wow. There is gold with these characters.
It's really, really amazing. Like, just off of one TV show. One TV show. And it's like, oh, man, I know all of these people. I know, man, it's so familiar. And at the same time, very, very different. There are things that in here that you guys are going to lose your minds. There are things that I'm like, I never thought I'd see this on screen. I poked Jamie Jurak. I locked eyes with Jessica Clemens from over at New Rock Stars and The Ringer and nodded during one of the parts of this. I was like, oh my God, we're doing it.
Nice. Can't wait. I'm glad you two had such a fun night. You're both looking so sharp and so cool. You're glowing. I could tell you had a blast. Thank you everybody for listening. Leave a 5-star review, play our show for your mom, play it for your dog. Subscribe to the Phase Zero channel on YouTube because we have Marvel Studios head of animation, television, and streaming, Brad Winterbaum. Interview coming up Friday. We got a little bit more from X-Men 97 coming next week. So stay tuned for all that. And, you know, X-Men First Class review on Monday, a regular show every Wednesday at noon Eastern time. So we'll see you there. Thank you so much. X-Men 97, March 20th. It's being part of our regular Wednesday shows. We're going to do a segment at the end of each show. The Phase 3 will be X-Men recaps. So we'll see you there.